Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I was spending the weekend alone at my cabin-style house on the edge of town. It wasn't isolated in the middle of nowhere. There were other houses around, but they were spaced out enough that you could go days without seeing anyone around. I never got visitors, like solicitors or neighbors. The houses in this neighborhood were the kind people drove past without even thinking about it, because unless you looked intently, you probably just saw an endless forest of trees.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It was winter, right after a heavy snowfall, so everything felt quieter than usual. A thick blanket of snow covered the whole area, and the woods behind my house looked deeper and darker than they usually did. I didn't mind being alone out there for the most part. The house was cozy, with lots of big windows, a stone fireplace, and just overall that nice cabin feeling. It was the whole reason I moved there. The first night, nothing weird happened until late. I stayed up watching YouTube videos in the living room, kind of half asleep by midnight. After a while, I turned off the TV and headed to my room. It was a one-story home, so my bedroom sat right at the end of the hallway. The thing about the bedroom is that it matched the rest of the home, having these massive floor-to-ceiling windows along the wall, and even a sliding glass door that opened toward the woods. Because the home was in a private location, with just the woods on all sides and no close neighbors, it made sense, I guess. But it did feel strange sometimes. Even just seeing my reflection in the glass at night would startle me, thinking someone was standing out there. But this night was different. As I turned off the lights and crawled into bed, I heard something. This soft cracking sound coming from outside. Not like an animal or the typical forest noise. This was louder, like someone stepping on a thick branch. A couple seconds later, it happened again. I sat up and looked toward the large window. Because the lights were off in my room, I could see outside through the glass pretty well. I stared for maybe 30 seconds before something moved in the solid darkness between the tall pine trees. Not a shape I could describe, just a quick shift of a shadow between two trees, like someone leaned out of view. Or leaned into view. I couldn't tell. Everything was still after that. After minutes of waiting and staring out there, feeling nerves building up in me, I started to think I might have just imagined it. Like my eyes were just seeing shapes in the dark. But I didn't move for a long time. Eventually, though, I got up and double-checked the sliding door was locked, then got back in bed. After that, it took me forever to fall asleep. Every 30 seconds, I felt like I had to open my eyes and look out the window again. But every time, I saw nothing. The next day was strange. Nothing outright happened, but everything felt off in a way I couldn't explain. I'd constantly get that subtle, uneasy feeling, like someone was standing just out of sight, staring in. I kept glancing at whatever window was behind me, half expecting to see eyes looking in. I never did, but the feeling didn't go away. As it got later and became dark again, snow began coming down again, which eased my senses a bit. I think it made it even more unlikely anyone would be outside lurking around when it was cold and snowy, so I tried not to overthink. Around 10, I was watching TV in the living room, wrapped up in a blanket by the fireplace. The glow of the TV screen lit up most of the house, so I didn't even realize how dark it was inside until I left the couch to get a soda. And as I walked through the main hallway, I noticed the light in the far room, the small den with bookshelves, was off. I could have sworn I left it on earlier. I usually always kept it on because it provided a nice ambient light, so the house didn't feel like a shadowy cave. I went over and quickly flipped the light back on, figuring nothing of it, and getting my soda and sitting back down. I was maybe back on the couch for a minute, having just unpaused the TV, when I happened to glance over my shoulder. I wasn't even trying to check anything. It was just one of those automatic glances you do for no reason. But the light in the room was off again. I could feel the blood rush from my face. I stood up and walked down the hallway, just enough to see the switch from where I was standing. The switch was in the off position, physically flipped down. I just stared at it. Someone was in that room, and it was like they were trying to lure me in there. I started to back away. My phone was charging on the nightstand in my room, and my car keys were by the front door. I knew I needed to get both and leave immediately. I quietly moved to the other hallway and into my bedroom, grabbing my phone, but not before seeing something shift behind the glass. I looked up, and at first all I saw were faint footprints going through the snow behind the window, until it led my eyes to a large figure, a man standing just a couple feet behind the window. He was entirely covered by the dark, but I knew he was looking in at me. I sprinted back down the hall toward the front door, getting my keys, and hearing not one but two sets of footsteps on the other side of the house. I opened the door and ran to the side driveway, where my car was. As soon as I got in, I saw that same figure come barreling around the house and running toward my car. I turned it on and fled for the main road, seeing his figure standing where my car just came from and watching me drive away. It took a little over 30 minutes for officers to arrive on my property. What they found was horrifying. Multiple windows were shattered, and the whole house looked like it had been destroyed on the inside. Doors and cabinets ripped from their hinges, furniture flipped over, and dents and tears in the walls. I told the police that I'd heard two people inside and saw one man outside, but the condition they left the house in, it was impossible to know how the two got in quietly while I was at home all day.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I stayed in a hotel for weeks after that, getting the house repaired and putting it up for sale. I couldn't get over the feeling of knowing three people had been stalking me for who knows how long. And had I not escaped, I can't even imagine the horrible, disturbing things that would have happened that night. Even now, I have nightmares of me in that hallway, walking toward the room with the light off, knowing what was waiting for me just outside of view of the doorway. My name is Noah, and I'm 36. I'm gonna have to run you through a bit of backstory just to give context for why I live where I do. 2 years before this happened, me and my wife broke up just a few months after buying a house together. It wasn't a bad breakup, and we technically didn't divorce until months later, but I digress. The house we bought was massive, like way too big for even the both of us. But it was supposed to be something we could grow into and maybe have kids and dogs and whatever in the future. After we split ways, it was left for me to figure out whether to sell it for a loss or just continue living in it. I chose to stay. So I lived alone in that house for 2 whole years. I told myself I'd find a way to use the space. Like, since I worked from home, maybe I'd use a room for my office, and then have a workout room, and a bedroom, all separate so that it wasn't all that empty, but I never really got around to it. The entire huge house was mostly left hollow and vacant. If you opened a random door, there's a good chance nothing would be behind it but a dusty, unused room. I wouldn't even go into half the rooms for months at a time. I didn't mind it too much, but occasionally I'd get that uneasy feeling of being alone in a giant, empty house. That, mixed with just overall loneliness, I finally decided to do something I'd been wanting to do for years, and adopt a dog from a shelter. That's when all of this started. I found a small 8-month-old puppy named Piper. She was a beagle, and I picked her up after work from a shelter about 3 hours away from me, so by the time I'd gotten home, it was around 8 p.m. I let her roam around the yard for a bit, then showed her inside to let her explore her new home. In the shelter, Piper was very excited and happy and energetic, and even on the car ride home. But as soon as I let her inside, she became very timid. I thought she was just unfamiliar with the home, and all the change was making her anxious, so I didn't think too much into it. I left her alone to explore, and sat on the couch to give her space. She spent all but 2 minutes walking around, before jumping up on the couch with me, huddling up right on my lap. She almost seemed afraid of something. But again, I had every reason to believe it was all just normal behavior of a new pup moving into a new home. Later, I brought her upstairs and we went to bed. In the morning, everything seemed a little better. She followed me around while I made breakfast and coffee, then sat below my office desk while I worked for the day. However, a few hours in, she got up and walked toward the doorway, standing halfway in the hall, looking very alert. Then, after a few seconds, she fully left the room, and I could hear her nails clicking on the floor, walking down the hallway toward the staircase. I thought she finally felt comfortable enough to look around, so I left her alone and kept working. I want to say 10 minutes went by, when suddenly she started barking like crazy from somewhere downstairs. I jumped up from the desk and quickly hurried through the hallway and down the steps, still with her barks echoing all throughout the home, down every corridor, making it hard to even tell where she was. I called out her name and moved through all the rooms before finding her. Strangely, Piper was standing right in the middle of one of the empty rooms downstairs, like she was just standing, looking at the wall and barking. Once she saw me, she hurried over and stood right next to me, tail down and looking nervously at the empty room. I walked in, and there was nothing to look at or make sense of. It was entirely empty. I tried to calm her down, picking her up and closing the door to the room. I brought her back upstairs to the office, and after a few minutes, I continued working. Rest of that day, not much happened. When I finished work, I took her for a walk around the area. Then we spent the night watching TV, going upstairs and getting in bed at 10. But in the middle of the night, I woke up. Not to a noise or anything. I guess just a feeling. I sat up and saw Piper standing right up to the bedroom door, her ears up and her gaze locked on the gap in the doorway.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I called her name, but she didn't move. And honestly, I'm not entirely sure how or why, but I laid back down and fell asleep without a second thought. Can't even believe I managed to, now that I'm thinking back on it. I guess I really just thought she was uncomfortable being in a new place. But I woke up in the morning and things seemed to be okay. Piper was up on the bed with me and didn't act strange at all. I got dressed and headed downstairs, letting her outside and doing my typical morning routine. When she came back in, we both headed upstairs to my desk. Just like the day before, she laid down right under my desk while I worked. I made sure to check on her a few times, looking under the desk at her, and every time she was just sleeping, so I kept working. Think it wasn't until almost 6 o'clock, when I was just about done with work and the sun had mostly gone down, that I looked under my desk again, and she wasn't there. I looked around the room, and she was just gone. Must have slipped out without me noticing. I closed my laptop and got up, calling Piper's name as I walked into the hallway. But I didn't hear anything. Didn't hear her walking around or barking or anything at all. The house was dead silent. Piper? Piper, where you at? My voice echoed through the house. I felt something unnerving come over me as I started walking down the hall and down to the first floor. There were no signs of her. It was so quiet I could hear my own heart beating. I walked down the next hallway, leading to the room I found her in yesterday. As I got closer, I noticed the door wasn't fully closed. It was cracked open, which I was sure I hadn't left it like that. I pushed it further open. Piper was sitting in the far corner of the room, shivering and facing the doorway I was in. She looked terrified, like something else was in the house with us. It gave me a sense to turn around before approaching her, and when I checked behind me, I barely caught a glimpse of someone peering down the hallway back by the stairs. I quickly backed into the room and slammed the door, locking it and moving toward Piper. A few seconds later, quiet footsteps started coming down the hallway. He came right up to the other side of the door. Piper began quietly whimpering, still huddled in the corner, staring at the door. I was honestly too scared to even move. I just stood there, in the middle of the room, waiting for something to happen. The person behind the door didn't move either for a while, before they started quietly walking back down the hallway. It was almost terrifying how confident it felt they were, not running or anything. Felt like they weren't fazed by anything going on, or that this was exactly what they wanted, which made me wonder what it was exactly they were here for. I didn't hear anything after that. I think I stayed in that room with Piper for 30 minutes. I just couldn't get myself to move. When I eventually opened the door, I looked down the unlit hallway, and all the way at the end, I could see the front door was wide open. Hoping it meant whoever that was gone, I ran back upstairs to get my phone and call the cops. While I was up there, I noticed several open doors that, again, I had always kept closed. As soon as I got my phone, I ran back down to Piper and held up inside that room until police made it. They searched, not only inside, but also several acres around the house, but found nothing. No signs of the intruder still being around. However, they did find signs of him having been in my home. In one of the rooms upstairs, the one right next to my office, there were a bunch of random items suggesting that someone had been living there, maybe for months. And worse yet, it seemed like the person had likely been spending the days sleeping in the closet so I wouldn't notice or hear them, and would then come out at night to leave and re-enter the home or to hang around inside the house. Of course, bringing Piper into my home, she could probably sense someone else was inside with us. Makes me think of when I woke up in the middle of the night finding Piper staring at the door. He could have been walking around right outside the bedroom. And as for the room she was barking at the wall or ceiling in, it was the room directly below the one the person was using as their hideout. She might have heard them move around up there or something. After it was all said and done, this event was enough to get me to finally sell the house and move into something smaller, bringing Piper with, of course. She's absolutely the best companion I ever could have asked for. And since moving, she's been just as happy and excited as she was when I found her at the shelter, and hasn't been anxious in the slightest. I still worry about the person not being found, though, and would come back. I know it's unlikely, but I think I'll never really forget about it. I was 18, still living with my parents, but because I was old enough, they could leave me home alone without it being a problem. This was one of the times where my parents were gone for I think a couple of days. Our home wasn't anything special, really just a typical neighborhood home in the suburbs. And as far as these sort of days go, I usually just sat around the house and watched TV or played video games. I didn't have my own car, so unless I felt like walking 30 minutes for some fast food, I had no reason to leave the house. In the morning, I pretty much just stayed in bed for a few hours watching TV, then finally got up to start my day, heading downstairs to the kitchen. Almost as soon as I got downstairs and started making breakfast, my friend sent me a text. I assumed he was just waiting for me to get online, so I finished making breakfast before even checking it. But when I did finally open it, I was a little confused. He said, "Who's the guy outside your house?" I genuinely was caught off guard by that. I responded, "What?" and went to the front window to look. But nobody was out there. No cars, no people. Just an empty, quiet neighborhood. My friend's house was directly across from mine, and I didn't see him in the window or anything. So I was confused. After a minute, I decided to just call him, figuring it was some stupid joke he was trying to pull. He was the kind of friend to say stupid stuff like this sometimes, to mess with me. But this time, I really didn't see where the joke in it was. He answered, and didn't even try to play it as a joke. He was serious, saying he actually saw some guy outside my house that he'd never seen before. And the only reason he even mentioned it was because the guy seemed like he was trying to look into the windows. That was super weird, but neither of us could figure out who it was or what he was doing. And with him not there anymore, we kind of just moved on from it and hopped on a Discord call to play video games for a few hours. I only went downstairs once during that time to refill my water, and I did a quick look out the window again, not seeing anyone. We were online until probably 5 or 6 before getting off the call. All I remember was that it was already dark outside, and I realized how much time had passed. I got up and went downstairs. I started making a quick dinner, unsure how I'd spend the rest of my night. Probably just watch TV in my room. But while I was in the kitchen cooking, I saw a shadow move or flicker on the wall in front of me. I immediately turned around. I saw nothing, no movement, or anything in the living room that could have moved, until I saw the window. I walked up to it and looked out. It was dark and still. I didn't see anyone. The image of someone possibly staring at me from outside gave me chills, though, but I thought I was probably just on edge. I mean, the shadow I saw could have been a car passing by or something. I was sure it was nothing to worry about. I finished making dinner and went upstairs to my room to eat, then laid in bed and watched TV. I was up there for at least an hour, maybe a little more, just zoning out and half watching whatever was on. At some point, as it got later and darker in my room, I realized I hadn't turned on any of the lights upstairs. It was just the TV lighting up my room, and I kept finding my eyes shifting and looking at the crack under the bedroom door, seeing it was completely dark in the hallway outside my room. Usually that would never bother me, but this night it just felt off. Eventually I paused the show and decided to get up and grab a snack from downstairs, though it was more of an excuse to go around and turn all the lights on as well, and hopefully shake whatever feeling I had. As soon as I opened my bedroom door, though, the feeling grew worse. It felt like the house was too quiet, and the hallway was eerily dark. I flicked on the light, seeing it was just an empty hallway, and feeling silly or almost annoyed with myself for being creeped out. I headed downstairs. Before getting a snack, I checked out the windows. This paranoia I was feeling wasn't something I think I'd ever felt before, at least not to this degree. I even left all the lights on downstairs, knowing that I wasn't planning on coming back down before bed, just so I didn't have to think about it being pitch black down there. I started going back upstairs, but on my way up the steps, I paused. I thought I'd heard what sort of sounded like my footsteps resonating through the house, but it didn't quite sound right, and I'd never heard the house echo sounds like that before. I took a few steps down and then back up, and it didn't make the same sound. I stood there unsure for a moment, replaying what I'd heard over and over in my head. I felt my eyes get wider and my heart begin racing before I bolted up the stairs and into my room, locking the door shut and calling the police. I was 99% sure that what I'd heard was someone else's footsteps in the house matching mine, almost like they were mimicking me walking so that I wouldn't hear them coming up behind me. When I was standing on the stairs thinking about it, I realized that was exactly what it sounded like. After the police were on the way, I called my friend, asking if he saw anything. He said no, but went to the front window while we were on call, trying to look around. It was a couple minutes later, he suddenly said, "Oh shit," and saw some guy leaving out of the window on the side of my house and running into the trees. He said it looked like the same guy he saw before. I couldn't even speak for a minute, terrified of how right I was about my paranoid feeling of not being alone. When police made it, I stood outside with them while they did their whole investigation. My friend also came out and talked to them. It didn't lead to much, though, aside from the promise to search for the man and follow up if there's any leads.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
They did, however, compare it to a similar incident from a couple weeks ago in a nearby neighborhood, where a kid was also home alone and some guy was creeping around outside, eventually coming up to the window and trying to convince the kid to let him in. In both cases, though, it isn't really clear what he was plotting. Kidnapping is the obvious answer, but he didn't seem to have a car, so dragging a kid kicking and screaming out of a house didn't seem likely to me. I don't know what was going to happen that night, and I never found out, because the guy is still out there, probably still creeping around and stalking someone without them knowing it.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.